Good morning to everyone. When I was a kid, I loved spending time with my friends outside playing baseball in the summertime. One thing I've always loved about baseball is the strategy behind the game. Baseball is similar to a game of chess in many aspects. Every pitch is strategic. Every pitch has a purpose. The player's positioning on the field changes depending on who is up to bat. One strategic move that a manager might make is an intentional walk, purposely putting a batter on base. Now, to someone who doesn't know much about baseball, this decision might not make any sense. Why would you purposely put the opposing player on base instead of going for the out? Doesn't that give them an advantage or a better chance to score? As a fan, a person must remember that the manager has a game plan. As a follower of Christ, I am thankful that the Bible tells us that he too has a game plan. Unfortunately, because we live in a corrupt, sinful, fallen world, that plan doesn't mean we'll never face any difficulties. As an example, in Matthew 10, Jesus sent out the 12 disciples to declare the good news, heal the sick, and cast out demons. But Jesus also gave them a warning about the obstacles they would face. He said, "Beware, for you will be handed over to the courts. You will stand trial before governors and kings because you are my followers." Now we might ask, why would Jesus allow these chosen 12 to be persecuted or to be put in harm's way? We may never receive the full answer, brethren, in this life, but we must remember that because we serve a good God, we can have faith that he's got a game plan. Paul reminds us in Romans 8:28 that God has a game plan for all the followers of Christ. Brethren, throughout the sorrows and all the difficulties that we may face here on earth, if we can just remember that God is always working his plan out in our lives, then we don't need to worry in times of trial, because the Holy Spirit is working God's plan through us. Let us pray. Father God, please help us to embrace the fact that you always have a plan for our individual lives, even though we may not always see it or understand it. And Lord, please anoint any who are confused about life with your spirit of trust. And may we all learn to trust your divine game plan. Amen.